We're here with one of the heroes from last week's game, Preston Jelen from Prior Lake. He got the game off to a good start with a block punt against the Michigan Wolverines, got Minnesota going 7-0 two plays later. Preston, first of all, welcome to the show, and take us through that block punt. Was that a call? Did you guys see something on film? Walk us through it, if you would.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Mike. And during the week, Coach Wenger, our special teams coordinator, drew up a great game plan that's going to allow different guys to get to the block spot depending on how they were lined up. And they were lined up in a way that was going to allow me to get to that block spot and that on that play. And all 11 guys executed their job perfectly. And yeah, it was an awesome moment, a great experience to have with my teammates. And yeah, unfortunately, the game didn't go as planned, but we're learning from our mistakes and ready to go 1-0 in this Maryland championship season.
Take me through to the skill set, because anyone who's been to practice has watched what you guys do to block a punt without roughing the kicker in case you don't get a hand on it. Now, you were in there pretty quickly with this one, and you know, to the layman's eye, it probably looked pretty easy, but there's a skill to it, right, to where you have to make sure you're in the right spot and getting your hands in the right spot without a potential of penalty?
Yes, sir. We practice taking the ball right after the punter's foot, so we want to we do the same. We create a diamond with our hands, and we want to shoot low at the block spot. And obviously, it's very important not to run into the punter. In this case, I actually stuck my hands up because I didn't want to. I was directly in front of the punter, and I didn't want to risk running into him. So I just wanted to create as much surface area as possible.
Chris Altman-Bell deep to return this punt from Will Hart from his own 20. The punt is blocked! The punt is blocked! It's rolling, tumbling, and the Gophers are on it at the 16.
As you are rushing the punt, and let's say the punt block call is on, at what point do you decide, have to make that decision, okay, I'm going for it, or I'm going to abort mission here and sag off?
You know, there wasn't much thinking going on. You know, it happened very quickly. Didn't really realize that it was blocked until after the play. But you just got to be smart and just got to have good football IQ. You know, if it's been 2.5 seconds, it's like just in your mind, you know that, all right, this punt's going to get off, so I better not run into the punter and just cause more problems.
Your role on this team, you decided to come to Minnesota as a walk-on. You've played running back. You made a splash in the spring game a couple of years ago. We all had fun watching that. Now you're contributing special teams for the moment. What's it been like to be a kid from Prior Lake, from the Twin Cities, to get a crack at not just walking on, but now having an impact in games?
And growing up, it's always been a dream of mine to play sports at University of Minnesota. I wanted to play football and hockey at the U. So thankfully one of those was able to come true. No, but it's been a blast, and it's been an elite experience. You know, when the opportunity came to be part of this program, it was impossible to turn down. And you know, Coach Fleck, I've really bought into his program, and you know, he always emphasizes that this is a life program and not a football program, and I really take that to heart. Now, there are things that he teaches us that will not only make me the best football player I can be, but also the best person I can be. And it's a blast to be, you know, to have family 30 minutes down the road, and they went to all my high school games, and now they can come to all these games. And so it's always good to see the family when I can.
The process when the opportunity came about, I'm sure you had to give up something where you had opportunities elsewhere, maybe even some scholarship offers or a chance to go someplace else where you might have, you know, been right away a starting player. What was the process like, and what ultimately swayed you to be a Gopher?
I wasn't heavily recruited coming out of high school. I had a good amount of Division II and Division III offers, and then some looks at some FCS schools. You know, it was always my dream goal to play at the University of Minnesota, whether that was a walk-on or as a scholarship player. And so just having the opportunity to be part of this team, I wouldn't have been able to let that slip by. And so when that possibility came, I had to take it.
Well, I want to ask you mentioned hockey and you mentioned football. I want to ask you about lacrosse, because I know you won a state championship for Prior Lake at lacrosse. I actually watched that in person, the semifinals, I believe it was, because you were whistling some shots past my nephew, who was the goalie for the other team. So I remember watching how good Prior Lake was. How has that shaped you, your background as a multi-sport athlete, your lacrosse experience, and as now a football player?
I think it's very important to be a multi-sport athlete. Just know, just get that cross training. And you know, I love lacrosse. I started when I was in seventh grade, and then I didn't have very good stick skills, so they just handed me one of the D poles, and they said, just whack some kids, be physical. And I think that football helped that a ton. And yeah, high school, we won two state championships my sophomore and my senior year. So it was a great way to end my high school career with my teammates. And yeah, lacrosse was a lot of fun. Miss it a lot, but happy where I am now.
Well, it's off to Maryland this weekend. Good luck in College Park. It's been fun chatting with you, and it was fun watching, and continued success.
Thank you. Appreciate it.